The year is galloping by, and already it's the last Saturday of the month. That means it's time again for The Last Thing, a segment where we find out the last great film or the last great song or perhaps the last great read that our guest has enjoyed. This month, I've been speaking to Dr. Caroline Butler-Bowden, who is the State Librarian at the State Library of New South Wales, an institution this year celebrating its 200th birthday. I began by asking her about the value of libraries in the here and now.
Libraries have never been more important, Nick. The value of them is rising every week, every month. We're seeing record attendances, record people borrowing books, as well as joining as members. And I think, you know, in a cost of living crisis and a desire for people to connect, socially connect and engage, but also we're seeing the growth of loneliness and other sorts of things, which I think play into the fact that people love libraries because they're, in a sense, they're alone but together. And yeah, I think libraries have never mattered more.
I like being alone and together in a library as well. I like that sort of sense of solitude, but that sense of community as well. Let's get on to your last things. First up, a book, of course. Tell us, what was your last great read?
Oh, look, this is pretty personal. It was actually Dickens' The Christmas Carol, but it was less about rereading the classic as reading the foreword, because my son is an English literature major studying in the UK at the moment, and it was his first sort of professional gig where he got to do some of the research for a new foreword that was written. My brother is an editor and a writer and publishes the Capstone series. So I read their introduction and then reread the book. And let's be honest, it's a tale of transformation. It's about generosity and forgiveness and human connection and all those great things, which really connected with me at the moment. I think the world could do with some more of those sorts of values. And it's that pleasure, I think, Nick, of having a child voraciously reading the classics. And he talks to me about them, and seeing those classics through his own eyes has brought them alive for me again.
You are a librarian with a son who has a love of books. The apple hasn't fallen far from the tree.
That is so true. And the funny thing is, my mother loved books and reading and would read 2 to 3 books a week. It's lived on through the generations and the genes. And to see, funnily enough, he almost loves literature, poetry and the rest of it more than me, and I'm more attracted to nonfiction, and I read about architecture and design and cities, and that's my preference, whereas it's much more fiction in
this world. Well, let's talk about architecture, because I know you want to talk about the last great building you saw, or rather the last great buildings.
Yeah, well, look, it actually is a series of buildings. You know, I work in an extraordinary building, the State Library. So on the weekend, I often seek out architecture and ended up in Canberra, which, of course, is a pleasure ground for modernist architecture aficionados, and I'm one of them with my husband. And we went to Urambi, which is a 1970s cooperative village of housing about 20 k's out of central Canberra, close to the Murrumbidgee and looking up to the Brindabella Ranges. And there is a series of housing designed by Michael Dysart. It's for about 160 people, and it's so beautiful. It's the most peaceful, a sort of series of townhouses and courtyard houses nestled and embedded into natural bushland. And there are these steep sloped roofs, and you wander these little paths that are open between the buildings, and it just feels very loved and very lived in. And I'm not going to lie, I had no real interest in going that day. It was a Saturday afternoon. I still had some work to do, and yeah, but my husband took me, and like all the great things that are a bit unexpected in life, it was total joy, and it has stayed with me.
Canberra is a great place to look at architecture. As you say, it's a great place to look at a brutalist architecture. I think that's the way that Canberra should market itself, as this great architectural hub. Some fantastic buildings down there, the High Court, the National Gallery. These are landmarks of brutalism.
Yeah, and housing too. It's a really interesting, very interesting place. And they are making a bit more of their modernist story. And I think, as you say, they need to champion it, because there are visits in it.
All right. Architecture is a big part of your life. I know that swimming is a big part of your life. Tell us about your last great swim.
Oh, yeah. I love to swim. So I swim every week, lap swimming and the rest of it. But the Newcastle Ocean Baths, I think many of the listeners will know, there's something extraordinary about those baths. They're totally democratic. It's much about people watching and swimming and playing in water. Obviously built in the, you know, deco period, 1910s into the 20s. They've got the most gorgeous starting blocks, bleacher-style seating. I can stand on those starting blocks and pretend I'm Emma McKeon or, you know, one of the Susie O'Neill, some of my idols, or perhaps Dawn Fraser or a couple of the Shane Goulds. And I think why I love ocean baths, they are a bit like libraries in the sense that they are the most democratic of institutions, and they encourage people of all ages, backgrounds to come and, yeah, be, dare I say, alone and together in many ways. So I'm a big champion of the power of swimming, and I think I am because working at the library is fundamentally about scholarship and thoughtfulness and in many ways an interior life. So to get headspace and focus for the working week, on the weekend I like to get out and get into as much nature and exercise. And in that sense I can move the body so that by the weekday, again, I can move the mind. Right. So, yeah, swimming's huge.
Yeah, and the ocean baths. I wonder whether they'd be built today, whether they'd be allowed to be built today. But they are such a sort of great addition to Australian life and the Australian lifestyle, aren't they? And just finally, very briefly, a sporting fixture, your last great sporting fixture.
Yes, I spend a lot of the weekend on the sidelines. I'm from a family of football or soccer tragics. Every weekend there's sideline action. Last Sunday, we made our way to the Central Coast. My daughter plays for New South Wales National Premier League. So it's not your average park soccer, Nick. There's a lot of talent on the pitch, and there's something completely a kind of escapism for me to watch 22 women, the top of their game, fit, skillful, speedy, athletic and tough. You know, they're really kind of fighting it out on the pitch. And once again, it's totally different to my day job. And I love being a spectator. Admittedly, it was 5 hours pit side last Sunday, so perhaps a fewer hours might have been better. I probably would have been happy with 3. But, yeah, it's a joy to remain a big part of something, a passion too, that your children have. And so I will be back out at it this Sunday, but in Manly.
Well, you can have an ocean swim as well while you're there.
I may well. D.Y. Pool is one of my favourites. Oh, so, yeah.
There's so many to choose from. Dr. Caroline Butler-Bowden, the New South Wales State Librarian. Thanks so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Books, architecture, football, I refuse to call it soccer, and swimming, that's a good quartet.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.